This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind. Hi there, it's Lloyd Mitchell. Scott handed off, and Gary Amadeth in today. We're brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. The Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are just $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, two for a dollar. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef, $6.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, two for $5. Nestea, 23-ounce bottles, 89 cents each. Reese's Crunch Cookie Cups, the standard ones are 59 cents, king size $1.09. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39 each. Albanese Gummies, $1.29 each. And PetroServe USA is registering you to get in on their $50,000 that they're giving away. $50,000. PetroServe USA, customer-owned people just like you. Speaking of which, we're looking for people just like you. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text me at 701-226-8503, or write in at studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. 7 after the hour, Gary Amadeth for Scott Hennin on What's in Your Mind.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Gary Amadeth in studio with Renee Mitchell. We've been talking about the Libertarian Party and what libertarians believe. We had some callers. If you got any questions, please give us a call at 701-258-0550 or toll free at 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, and I'll be reading some of those texts at the bottom of the hour and trying to address some of those questions. We have Mark Meckler joining us. Mark is an American political activist, and he was an attorney. He was one of the founders of the Tea Party Patriots, and he currently serves as Citizens for Self-Governance, and he's been involved with the Convention of the States. And so I wanted to have Mark on to talk a little bit about what's going on. There seemed to be some momentum regarding the Convention of the States. And so, Mark, welcome to the show. Oh, Mark's not on yet, so we're still waiting for Mark. Okay. Well, I guess we will talk a little bit about from our callers earlier when we were talking about the Libertarian Party. And Renee, when you people make the argument that the libertarians, when you vote libertarian, you mentioned at the break that a lot of people just assume that you're taken away from the Democrat. But you argue there's some statistics out there that a lot of people, you know, it actually helps Democrat. I mean, it actually helps. No, wait a minute. I say it. The libertarians would tend to take away from Republicans, and you're saying there's some statistics the other way around. Is that correct?
That's correct. There are some stats, and I was looking for them during the break, that show that third-party candidates actually pull from Democrat voters. And I hear that all the time, and honestly, I don't hold allegiance to any party. I'm a principle over party girl, and doesn't matter what party you're in, if your values line up with mine, I will vote for you. And I personally refuse to hold my nose at the ballot box and vote for the lesser of two evils. And I know that that's what a lot of the choices are. And so that's why I tend to vote third party, because I believe that's where a lot of my principles fall in. But, yeah, there are statistics that show that typically pull more from the Democrats.
So if you would say you're of the libertarian persuasion, what would be the things that drive you? And Marty was getting, you know, very much on virtue and talking about faith. And I know you're a person of faith and you have strong values and principles. Do you think Republicans go too far in pushing that agenda as far as, you know, what they believe and imposing those values?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I, like the last caller, I say Jesus is my only king. I am a Christian and I am open about my faith, and that's why I look at, you know, the Bible teaching of a just cause for war. And it frustrates me because I have a lot of pro-life, which I am pro-life, I have a lot of pro-life friends that turn turn their eye to our foreign policy. And to me, a life is a life is a life, whether it's in the womb or whether it's a child in the Middle East. And I don't know how you can be an advocate for our foreign policy, which is horrendous, and be a Christian. And so I understand where the frustration is with Christians, because there are a lot of warmongers. And to me, it's like you should look back to Jesus's teaching and the anti-aggression rule and, you know, look at some of the things that we're doing, and it's wrong.
What do you take? I recall I was at a presidential debate in South Carolina back in 2012, and I remember when Ron Paul basically made the statement that 9/11 was really, he blamed it on America, right? But it seemed to me that I, sitting in the audience, I heard more than just our policies were bad. It's almost like he was insinuating some other things about it, so something nefarious about our government being involved. And so when I kind of go down that road a little bit, sometimes I get a little, you know, I see sometimes more fringe positions regarding our defense and our military, some from the libertarian side, and then I don't take some of the things as being credible, right? Now, I tend to be, I don't like to think I'm a warmonger, but I tend to believe stronger about America's place in the world, even though I'm very much with Donald Trump, make America great again, and to focus on, we need to focus. But I get worried that my libertarian friends get to be too isolationist in a sense. And America's, I believe, has got a leadership role to offer in the world. So it's a hard to define between those sometimes, because you can, become too aggressive related to our military sometimes, right? And in our intelligence, et cetera, areas. So how do you see that? Do you think, how do you balance that, I guess, my question?
Well, you know, when I was a big supporter for Ron Paul, that was the number one objection that people would have with him, is his foreign policy. And I was right there. You know, when we started our war in Iraq, I was right there along with everybody else, you know, saying all the things of bomb them, and we thought we were going to be in and out, and yeah, this is great, and we need to do this. And that was all fear-based, and that was what 9/11 really did.
15 years later, here we are.
Yes, it's like we were all in fear after 9/11 because it was a traumatic event, but we can't live in fear. I go back to the quote of those who sacrifice security for freedom deserve neither. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, what it comes down to, that we have to be vigilant. We have to pay attention, but we can't just let fear run our world. And to me, really understanding his policy on his foreign policy took a long time. And, you know, when you study things like blowback and why they hate us, because we're over there and we're bombing their country, it would be like China coming over here, setting up bases and being like, all right, this is the way you guys are going to do things from now on. How do you think we would take that?
Yeah, not well.
No.
We have Ron in Bismarck. Ron, what's your question or comment?
Yes. When they talk about, you know, independent thinking and that kind of thing, who's independent thinking? And I'll give you an example. Ted Bundy's, or Son of Sam, or Charles Manson, or whomever else. What do we base our values, what do we base our ethics on, if it's not something of a base to then be the independent? I don't understand the libertarian concept of that then.
Renee, you want to try to take a shot at that? Did you get the question?
I guess I'm not really understanding what he's asking.
Ron, you want to give us a little bit more? You're talking about, in other words, maybe using the Bible as our basis for our value system or something like that. Is that what you're speaking to, Ron, that you got to have something for that?
Well, there has to be something to base our values on, but is it the basis of Ted Bundy, who killed 78 women, or the Son of Sam out in New York, David Berkowitz was his real name, or Charles Manson in prison out in California? What do we base our values on to be called a libertarian, yet not his values or his values or his values or his values?
Well, I do think that our Constitution was written for a virtuous people, somebody that has faith in the Almighty, and that when someone has that basis for that, you begin to be more compassionate, care for people, and there's freedom that comes with that. But a lot of times people, I think, don't necessarily, they think we're imposing our value system on it. So, Ron, thanks for your comment. We got Jim and Edgley. Jim, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I had contacted, spoke with you the other here last Wednesday, and I asked Congressman Cramer a couple questions, and I never did get a satisfactory answer from him. Maybe you can help me. I asked him why the GIFSA rules have not been put in place yet, the grain inspection, packers, and stockyards rules, why they keep continually putting them off. These are the only protections for small farmers and ranchers against these meatpacking cartels and these huge grain companies that manipulate the markets. And then I asked him why it's been released now that our ag secretary and some very prominent senators and congressmen are receiving campaign contributions from JBS Packing, the corrupt Brazilian meatpacker that was caught up in bribing meatpackers, our meat inspectors down in Brazil. Why are our congressmen and our government officials...
We have to go to the break. Jim, we have to go to the break. That question's out of mind, but I appreciate your comments. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Joe Morgan of Castleton. Join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. as we connect kids with agriculture. This event, sponsored in part by the North Dakota Soybean Council, will include hands-on demonstrations, zookeeper and crop talks, and kids' activities surrounding farm activities. Local entertainment, Penny and Pals, will get kids up and moving with upbeat songs that have a message about agriculture. Enjoy a barbecue lunch surrounded by tractors and other farm equipment. The Children's Farm at the Red River Zoo in Fargo educates families about agriculture and provides kids and adults the opportunity to interact with animals commonly found on farms and see North Dakota crops growing firsthand. Again, be sure to join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd as we connect kids with agriculture.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is the leading, or a leading anyway, coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. And we're among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our energy and electricity affordable and reliable and provides high-quality jobs and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion economic impact, and $100 million a year in taxes going to our state coffers, too. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy. That includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. And what's in your mind? I'm Todd Mitchell. And in for Scott Hennin is Gary Emineth.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Gary Emineth here in studio with Renee Mitchell. Been spending a little time talking about the Libertarian Party and their values and their beliefs. And our phones are all lined full right now. And so we're going to take a call. I apologize, Tim, for not being able to answer that question of yours. That's probably a little bit over my pay grade. But we'll take Charles from Bismarck. Charles, thanks for patiently waiting. What's your question, sir?
How are you doing, Gary?
I'm great.
I'm actually the guy that put the Libertarians on the ballot, South Dakota and North Dakota.
Well, good for you.
Even though I don't agree with them most of the time, I believe everyone should have a right to be on the ballot. The problem that we have in North Dakota, though, again, what you were saying before, the Democrats have taken over the Republican Party. And if you look at our Senate is voting 80% of the time against the House. It just doesn't seem to mesh with Republican core values. I always tell people who want to leave the party when they get mad, is that, no, we have to take back our party. I think that's what Trump Amen. Has been doing. So I'm so much a Reagan Republican, and I never will leave the party for that reason.
Charles, I appreciate your comment. In fact, I recognize your voice, and I remember being in Cleveland at the Republican convention, walking on the street, and someone yells my name out, and here it's you driving by. So I appreciate the cause and how you're out there working to fight for liberty and freedom. So, Charles, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
I'm out supporting Trump today.
All right. Good man. Thank you.
All right.
Steve from Bismarck, I've got a question. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of my notions about what the Libertarian Party is that symbolically they refer to live behind fences, and I think they promised on each other that they won't peek and see what their neighbor's doing because it just might be immoral and it's none of their business. And I also think that if they do get too many people, then Islam will take over, and there'll be lots of Muslims, and they will vote on Democrat and take the country over with their black flag on the White House. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, Steve, I know a lot of times my Libertarian friends, they want to keep – I hear to your point about the fence is about keeping the government out of the bedroom is what I always kind of hear them saying. I kind of take that as being meddling in your private life and how people view that area of it. And I appreciate your comment. Thanks for calling in. We have Jared from Boston, Minnesota. Jared, what's your question, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as a Libertarian, I get the question about values quite a bit. And I like to tell people that it comes down to the government is there only intervenes if someone causes harm to me or to my property, physical damage to me or my property. Other than that, the government doesn't really need to be involved. It's not their job to protect me from anything. It's their job is just to settle disputes between citizens and punish people when they do things that really hurt other people.
You know, I had some Libertarian friends about 25 years ago as my first exposure, and, you know, they really felt the state had no right to even issue driver's licenses. And so this person drove 100 miles down the road and said the state has no right to tell me how fast I can drive. And They don't have any right to issue driver's licenses. And so, Renee, do you go that far as you're thinking on libertarianism? How far in your mind do you go related to what Jared had to say?
Well, I guess you could go back to the privatize everything. I haven't really thought about driver's licenses. I'm very passionate about that the government has no business issuing marriage licenses. I do get a little fired up about that topic, but I hadn't really given much thought to driver's licenses. I suppose a pure libertarian view would be that it's not necessary.
Hmm. Jared, any other comment on that?
No, I would say when it comes to a vehicle, it's my property. I'm responsible for anything that happens with it. If I'm doing 100 miles an hour and I kill somebody or hurt somebody, then that's going to end up costing me in lots of ways.
Yeah, I I think it's a fine line somewhere before the government. I mean, there's no question the federal government and state government has encroached so far in our personal lives in so many ways. So I tend to side, you know, more with libertarians because there's got to be some pushback because the bureaucracy has gotten to the point where they are not elected and they begin to start mandating so many things, and some things are so vague, you know, open to interpretation, and the bureaucracy and government employees will tend to take it like it's their own rather than the government being of the people, by the people, and for the people, which is a kind of a, everybody says that whether you're libertarian, Democrat, or Republican, but it means so much different to everyone. It's kind of hard to get your mind around that sometimes, but I will tend to push back from that. So, Steve from Mandan, you waited patiently. I appreciate it. You have a question?
Why don't we talk about getting rid of the Electoral College? Instead of putting all this blind faith in parties, why don't we put our faith in one person, male or female, and judge them on what they claim they stand for? I think it's silly that in 2017 we still compartmentalize, put everything into parties. To say that you can back everything in one party, I just don't believe that.
So, Steve, are you saying you would open up a primary and let anybody vote for anything? Or what do you – help me understand what your comment is on that.
I think he's gone.
I think I lost you. Well, I'm kind of opinion of the Electoral College and the fact that I think that's important because states like North Dakota, I got friends who are promoting a national primary, one election, one day. Anybody can put their name on the ballot and go for it. And I'm – Renee, you're giving me thumbs up. I'm not in favor of that because that'll put all the power on the East and the West Coast. And I think our flyby states like North Dakota, we don't get anything there.
Yeah, but why should Iowa have any more say in dictating who gets the momentum than we do? I mean, you look at states like South Dakota, their primary is until June. Oftentimes, it's over by the time it gets to them.
You're absolutely right about that. Well, I guess that's one we're going to take back up when we come back. So this is Gary Emmonath in studio with Renee Mitchell. What's in your mind? Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Hur, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the other the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions and half-truths, it's a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement modeled that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Hur, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Furnace and air conditioner replacements for residents, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas grill piping, and plenty of commercial services. One of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck, H.A. Thompson & Sons, prides ourselves in the thousands of buildings we've installed the pump, plumbing, and piping, both in Bismarck, Mandan, plus throughout the state of North Dakota, designing, building, new construction, prefab, repair, remodel, link service contractor, allowing us to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. Currently maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Quitter, Newtown, and Minot as well to allow us to provide services throughout the region. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Financing available. Free estimates. 223-3393. 701-223-3393. They're online at H.A.T. and Sons. One word. H.A.T.&Sons.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Since 1908. 34 after the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell. It's What's on Your Mind. Here's Gary Emmett, affiliate for Scott Hennen.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. As Todd said, this is Gary Emmett with Renee Mitchell in studio. We have Jeremy Newharth with us. We were going to have Mark Meckler on earlier talking about the Convention of the States. He's one of the national guys driving that whole agenda. And somehow we got our wires crossed, but Jeremy was going to give us a little bit of our local perspective. If you got any questions or comments, give us a call at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Gary.
So we've had you on before, Jeremy, and we've talked about the whole Convention of States issues, and I understand there's 12 states that have already passed this. Give our listeners some background. What is this Convention of States, and what's that all about?
Yeah, and I've actually been listening to your interesting conversation about libertarianism today, and I think it ties in really well, because a great catchphrase for Convention of States is "Who decides?" And what Convention of States is about is bringing the power back to the people of the United States and have control over our lives and our government the way that it was meant to be. So really what the Convention of States is doing mechanically, and North Dakota was the 10th state to actually put in a resolution for the Convention of States here in late March, which was very exciting. But our goal is to propose amendments to the Constitution using Article 5 of the Constitution, where the states can propose these amendments, and we want to do it on three basic subject matters, which is limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government. We want to impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, and we want to set limits on federal officials, not just our senators and representatives, but other roles as well, such as judges. That's kind of the basic items of the Convention of States.
So the premise is, if the Convention of States, if it occurs through the Article 5 of the Constitution, there would be people elected from each of the states. They would come together in a convention, probably similar to what the Founding Fathers did, and the goal would be to limit it to these three objectives. It would be what you're saying is the case. And I know there's different groups doing this, taking different tacks to it with different agenda items. And obviously when you're doing a cause or agenda, you have to rally the people around a particular issue. And so you're saying one is having to do with federal government spending, which is $19 trillion, and you want to try to put some limitations on what that means. I'm all for that, but what does that mean? Because I hate screwing up the Constitution. Second one is dealing with the sovereignty or the regulations that go into the feds imposing back to the states. And third, you're talking term limits. Is that correct?
Not necessarily just term limits, but it definitely could be term limits, not only on your representation, but on federal judges or even the Supreme Court, if you wanted. So to speak about the point of different organizations, so there are other organizations that are focusing on even narrower items, such as balanced budget amendment is definitely one of those things that is very popular.
I've heard that one.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'm a big supporter, and Convention of States is a big supporter of balanced budget, but we don't think that just going after balanced budget is enough. The reason is we could pass something that says we have to balance the budget for the United States, but then that's just an excuse of let's raise up taxes. So we also have to add other items on top of that to limit how they are going to balance the budget, so they're not using it as an excuse to do something different than the people want. And I think that's the core of what the Convention of States is about, is actually distributing the power away from Washington again, like the founders originally intended, that all the states can decide these things for themselves. And the great thing about that model is access to the people. It's very easy for us as North Dakotans to go down to Bismarck and talk with our representatives, to go down there and testify and have an impact. And I would argue, and many others would argue, that having that local control or having individuals closer to the problem make those decisions is far better than off in Washington with a very small group of people making these decisions. So by not only fiscal constraint or limiting the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, or even term limits, if that's something that we choose to do, we're really saying, let's put this power back to the states instead of having it all be up at the federal government.
Renee has a comment regarding the idea of this changing of the Constitution. Renee, go ahead.
So, you know, there's no question that things are completely out of control. Trump obviously spoke to the heart of discontent in this country. But I don't understand how amending the Constitution is magically going to make these federal D.C. politicians follow the Constitution. They don't do it now. They don't care. It's said that 80% of federal spending is unconstitutional. How is amending it all of a sudden magically going to make them follow it?
Yep.
Jeremy, what do you think of that, Jeremy?
This is something I get to talk about quite a bit. So actually, The Constitution, I would say, is followed. It's a little bit different than our pocket Constitution that everybody knows, right? We got that little 4,000-word one that fits nicely in our pocket that many of us got back in school or worked with. But you can actually go out to the Senate website, and you can buy what they call the U.S. Constitution, basically amended. And what that Constitution is it's a big, thick book. And sometimes I even bring it with me as a point, and I'll put it down on the table because it's bigger than an encyclopedia. And what it is it's the Constitution amended from all of the federal cases and Supreme Court cases that go along with it. So what we are proposing to do with those amendments is say, clarify the language and the intent that was there, we believe, from the original founding on some of these fundamental principles of putting the power back to the state, and basically take out that case law and that interpretation that has happened over time. So it's really the federal courts that have made much of that change and given much of that power. And by really being clear, we now are bringing them back to the Constitution. So it's not that the federal government doesn't follow the Constitution. They're following a different Constitution than we all think about.
So, Jeremy, your point of that is you kind of clean up a lot of the language. The concern that I've heard from people is when you bring a bunch of people together who have power in an area like this, who knows what they may run off the rails with and take the ditch. What we have today is still pretty solid in that 4,000-word document you're referring to. I worry about bringing people together. I know you go through the process, you bring people there, then it's got to come back to the states again, and they have to vote on it. I could see us getting lost into about a 20-year tailspin by doing this if we don't really limit the purpose of them coming together and limit the structure. And I worry about people coming in place. We see it happen in Washington all the time. People get elected, go out there to say one thing in the campaign, they go out there and they just don't even care what anything came out of that. So that's a concern.
And that's precisely the problem. The problem is not the Constitution. The problem is an uninformed electorate. And
amen.
And I know that may sound harsh, but I'm going to go back to this quote that I pulled this morning from my favorite founding father, Thomas Jefferson. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. And so until we, the people, the electorate, start holding our politicians accountable, nothing's ever going to change. And that was one of the biggest things that I learned in the Ron Paul campaign, is that politics starts in your backyard. It starts with talking to your neighbor, talking with your coworkers, talking with your friends and family, and educating people that the Constitution is here more to limit powers, and telling them, yeah, you know, 80% of the spending in D.C. is unconstitutional. So to me, it's not the Constitution that's the problem. It doesn't need to be amended. It's the electorate that needs to hold their politicians accountable.
Jeremy, you had about 30 seconds to tell us about your movement here in North Dakota and how people can be involved.
Yep. So I agree 100% with what is just said, and that goes into my next point. A huge part of Convention of States is starting that education process. We have over 2 million people that are already excited and driven on the Convention of States, and we are driving that same thing here in North Dakota. We'd love you to come out to conventionofstates.com and sign up for leadership so that we can help educate more people around the process, around the details, and make sure that we are putting in place the policies of letting the people decide once again.
Jeremy, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. When we come back from What's in Your Mind, we'll wrap up the final segment. We're going to hear a little bit about Renee Mitchell and her business in a photography in Dubuque. And stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Aubrey is here from Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. And we're talking about group settings in the office place. Aubrey, how can business leaders improve innovation in their companies with group settings?
Well, if a company would incorporate a group setting into their office landscape,
This can help facilitate collaboration, and collaboration always improves innovation in a company. The big thing with collaboration or group settings is location. You need to make sure that they're intermixed among the workstations in your office environment. And we've found at Herman Miller, they have done research and have shown that 70% of collaboration happens at your desk or within close proximity to your desk. And so location is a big deal with having collaboration or group settings. In these collaboration areas, you need to make sure that you have visual display areas such as tack boards, whiteboards, or any technology as far as video technology so that many different activities can happen in a collaboration area. And lots of times people will get into a team meeting there, and it's great that they can co-create. They feel part of the team. It improves employees' connection, and they're more engaged in their work environment.
Makes sense. Group settings. To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or online at InterOfficeFargo.com. That's InterOfficeFargo.com. Call them at 232-3013.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 10:30 before the hour. Steve Hallstrom will fill in on Monday. John Tranum Tuesday. Ron Ness coming up a couple of days next week. Meanwhile, Gary Amenith is in for Scott Henn today on What's in Your Mind.
Welcome back, Todd. Thanks for putting up with me this morning again. I will be back next Thursday doing this in studio in Bismarck. I have Renee Mitchell in studio with me here in Fargo. And we've been talking about libertarianism and the role of government and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we only have about 5 minutes, and I I think I'm going to transition to energy because you just talked about the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and I know Renee's been fairly pro-energy, being a Williston girl, and you've taken a lot of amazing pictures out there. So, Renee, you just had a contest I saw on LinkedIn where you were posting some of your phenomenal shots. I mean, I think of those oil guys out there that you have that was in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's an amazing picture. And that one with the swirling clouds. And so if a listener's out there, I mean, talk a little bit about what you've seen in the Bakken, and then we'll come back to a couple of your photographs.
Well, I you referred to my thing on LinkedIn, and LinkedIn announces your work anniversary, and so I thought I'd have a little fun with it and play around with it. It was my 7-year anniversary, and so I posted my top 7 favorite images. But I discovered there was a niche in oil and gas photography. Usually when I tell people what I do, that I'm an freelance oil and gas photographer, I usually get that,
Like, yeah,
hey, what?
Right, right.
Well, I discovered there was a niche in 2011, and I grew up in Williston, even though I've lived in Fargo longer. It's still my home. And I just dove in head first, and it's been an amazing adventure, and I've met amazing, wonderful people that everybody has a story of what brings them to the Bakken, and I love hearing all the components of that. But the blizzard picture that you referred to will always be one of my favorites. It was one of the first blizzards of the year. I think that was 2012, maybe. Mm. And I had this vision in my head of the sideways snow that we're all familiar with in North Dakota.
Yep.
I wanted a rig in the background, and so I was working for Neighbors Drilling at the time, so I went on location, and I got the picture, and I was almost ready to leave when I saw these two roughnecks walking around the base of the rig, and all of a sudden, it was just like, boom, it was right in my head, and I ran out of my car, and I told them, I said, hey, can I photograph you guys in front of the rig, and it's become one of my signature pieces, because it just exemplifies what it takes to work in oil and gas in North Dakota, and it's not an easy job, and we take for granted when we go and fill up at the gas station. We don't think about what it takes to get that barrel of oil out of the ground, and it's the people that make the difference.
And people can look at your photos, reneemitchell.com, and of those 7 you posted, I had a chance to see them all on LinkedIn because I get my alerts when there's anything on LinkedIn, and you had some amazing shots. So are those 7 photos on your website, so if a person looks at it, they can they can observe those 7 pictures along with a lot of others. Of course, people can order them. They get different size prints, et cetera. That's kind of what you do to make a living?
Yep, they can. And this week I ran a promotion on LinkedIn for 25% off of anything off of my website. You just use the coupon code LinkedIn25. And it was just kind of a fun way to honor that it's been 7 years. And I can't even the amount of things that have happened in that time and the experiences that I've had working in oil and gas have been amazing, and the North Dakota Petroleum Council, you know, last year when Trump came, it was just unbelievable, all the people that I met and the enthusiasm and the excitement for the industry. It was pretty tough there for a while, but it definitely is coming back. You're seeing those duck wells completed, and fracking is going crazy again, and they're starting to uptick in drilling, but the traffic is definitely a gauge of how things are going out there, and it's picking up. I don't think anybody ever really wants it to be back to 2012, 2013.
Right.
It was a little crazy, but it is nice to see that we are kind of leveling off a little, moderation.
Have you, you know, you're running around with roughnecks all over. Have you ever felt concerned for safety? Because it's always crime out there bad. I mean, you're running around boots and mud, and how have you seen it out there? You know, have you ever seen any concerns or anything like that?
Never. People back in the day when things were crazy, people would be like, oh, how can you be a woman, you know, working out in the Bakken, and it's just crazy, and then people think it's just a bunch of Neanderthals out there, and are there people out there causing problems? Yeah, but I think the low oil prices.
It's true in Fargo too, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you just don't go where you know you shouldn't go. You don't go to right. Walmart at 11 o'clock at night, and you don't go to strip clubs, and you just don't go to places where you shouldn't be. But no, I've never felt unsafe.
And we got about 1 minute. The one photo you took that you posted, those swirling clouds, that was an amazing shot. Now, you put your LinkedIn talked about he had them kind of pulled together. That's quite an amazing shot.
Yeah, that was a storm that was tracking along with me on Highway 2 a couple summers ago, and it was like something I have never seen before and will probably never see again. but it was following right along with me along the highway, and I'd pull over and I'd take pictures, and I'd pull over and take pictures. And it's just, you know, North Dakota, one of the benefits of not having mountains and things like that is you get clear, wide open sky.
My wife's a sky person.
It's unbelievable.
Sunset, sunrises.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you coming in studio today, taking time out of your busy schedule, and good luck with your business. And ReneeMitchell.com, check out our photos. Thanks for coming in studio today, Renee.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
So you've been listening to What's on Your Mind. This is Gary Eminent filling in for Scott Hannon. He'll be back in one more week from Norway. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.